Good morning. This is the business meeting of the Judicial Council of California for Friday, June 27th. This meeting is now in session. So I remind council members that our meetings, as you know, are audio cast live with real-time captioning on our website. And so for the benefit of the online audience, please speak into your microphones and address each other by name so that listeners and real-time captioning readers can follow our discussion. And as you know, segments of our meetings are regularly videotaped for future posting on our website. Before we begin with our agenda, I'd like to take a few moments to recognize what we could call the lifeblood of our Judicial Council, our members, and also the important cycle that regularly occurs to bring new voices to the council, new perspectives, fresh ideas, but also preserves institutional knowledge and expertise as necessary. First of all, our Vice Chair, Justice Marvin Baxter, is not with us today. And as you know, he announced last week that he will retire from the Supreme Court next January when his term ends. And we'll have the opportunity in the near future to recognize Justice Baxter's contributions to this council. Next, a warm welcome to our incoming Judicial Council members, all successful, professional, and dedicated public servants with very active, demanding day jobs, who volunteer their expertise and time to improve the statewide administration and access to justice in California. They've been participating in a Judicial Council orientation and join us this morning. So we welcome Presiding Judge Marla Anderson, Superior Court of Monterey County, Judge Daniel Buckley, Superior Court of Los Angeles County, Assistant Presiding Judge Martin Tangeman, Superior Court of San Luis Obispo County, Judge Joan Weber, President-elect of the California Judges Association and a judge on the Superior Court of San Diego County, Commissioner David Gunn, Superior Court of Butte County, Mr. Richard Feldstein, Court Executive Officer, Superior Court of Napa County, Ms. Donna Melby, State Bar of California appointee, and Ms. Deborah Pohl, State Bar of California appointee. There's another new council member, Presiding Judge Brian Back, from the Superior Court of Ventura County, couldn't join us for today's meeting. And I'm pleased to say that after a 40-year absence, these appointments will return two Superior Courts, Monterey and San Luis Obispo, to the ranks of voting members on the Judicial Council of California. Please give them all a welcoming round of applause. In preparing for today's Judicial Council meeting, I was reviewing the first report of the Judicial Council of California to the governor and the legislature from 1927. I'm holding up this copy of the 1926 proposed statutes amendment to the Constitution. There were a couple of passages from that report that seem appropriate for all of us on the council, new and our more experienced members. The first relates to the creation of the Judicial Council by constitutional amendment. Quote, "The members of the council are of the opinion that the adoption of the Judicial Council Amendment marks the beginning of the most significant movement in the interests of the administration of justice in California that has been initiated since the inauguration of the state government in 1849," end quote. It goes on to say, "In approaching the consideration and solution of the various problems which will be presented to it, it will be the purpose of the council to proceed with care and to reach its conclusions after mature deliberation, acting only when well assured that such conclusions are sound in principle and are just," end quote. In the interest of full disclosure to our new members, I should mention that the same report also states that, quote, "No member of the council shall receive any compensation for his services as such, but shall be allowed his necessary expenses for travel, board, and lodging incurred in the performance of his duties as such." Our first item of business is the approval of the minutes of our April 24 and 25 meetings. If you've had an opportunity to review those minutes, do I hear a motion to move adoption?
Move approval.
Second.
Thank you. Judge Walsh moves approval, as well as Judge Jacobson, and I heard a second from Frank McGuire. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved.